It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
The seven foods that are ruining your diet. Things that might be kind of sleepers. You think that, hey, you know, it really probably is good for me. But deep down, when you really learn what these foods are doing, they might actually be contributing to your problem. Nothing frustrates me more than when patients come in and they've read articles or they're trying to educate themselves, but their education's bad. And so what they're doing is thinking they're eating healthy and they're getting more and more frustrated. Well, we have Dr. Timothy Morley is an osteopathic doctor, medical director of Women's Healthy Hormones, Body Logic MD of Manhattan.com, as well as an educational site, which is what we all need in medicine, hormoneeducation.com. Dr. Morley, welcome to the show. And let's jump into these seven foods.
Great. You know, there's seven foods. There are certainly foods that we should avoid, things like gluten, certain dairy products, soy, peanuts, things that have high carbs. There are a lot of reasons for this. Uh-huh. But, food is supposed to fuel the body. And a lot of these foods that we think are healthy really aren't. And again, we need to educate ourselves. Just because you see something that says it's healthy doesn't mean it's healthy. If it's organic or natural, doesn't mean it's healthy. Low fat, mm-hmm. Fat tastes good. If they take fat out of something, they're probably putting sugar in it to make it taste good.
Yeah, there's no free lunch, huh? Yeah.
There's no free lunch, unfortunately.
Yeah. I want to go specifically into a couple things here. A lot of our listeners hear gluten, gluten, gluten. Can you break that out for us, what it's in, a little bit more about why we need to avoid it?
Sure. Gluten is in a lot of grains, and it's a protein that what we do is we absorb, when we eat food, we bring it down to our small intestine, and we absorb it. And, your body is very, very particular about what you bring into your body. If your body sees something inside you that's foreign or that it thinks it's foreign, it's going to mount an immune response. It's going to attack it. So it shouldn't surprise you that 70 or 80% of our immune system lines your gut, because your gut is where we have actually the interface with the outside world. That's where we bring the outside world into our bodies. So when we bring gluten into our body for some genetic reason, lots of people, up to 40% of people, will see that as foreign, and they mount an immune response to it. And one of the pieces of an immune response is inflammation. Mm-hmm. So eating gluten can cause inflammation, can cause your body even to make antibodies against things like your thyroid. It's called Hashimoto's disease. So gluten sensitivities can be insidious, and again, they could show up in things that we don't really associate with chronic disease or chronic inflammation. Mm-hmm. Like I say, skin problems, fatigue, irritable bowel. That could all be gluten.
Yeah, it can. I find two things in my gluten patients, and I don't find anybody at this point that doesn't have some issue with gluten. Listeners, gluten is something that's not good for you, but the food used to be a lot lower amounts with it. The industrialization of food allowed it to concentrate up. But I'm glad you brought up Hashimoto's. Just clinically, the first thing I do is I pull gluten. I see the antibodies start to settle down, meaning that listeners out there, your thyroid problem might not be your thyroid. It might be your diet. And doctors like Dr. Morley sit and spend time with you, find out about your diet, because that's the underlying issue with it. The other thing is I find a lot of people that have depression because the digestive tract makes serotonin. These low serotonins are bad gut, and it's because of the gluten. And when they pull that, all of a sudden their moods are better. Do you find that as well?
Absolutely. I mean, depression issues can absolutely be associated with your diet, not just the gluten or gluten sensitivities, but also just we need the proper amount of bacteria in our gut. That needs to be balanced, because that helps the food that we eat. That helps it be broken down into things that we can absorb and recognize, and our immune system, so to speak, lets it in, and we can use that.
So we're talking about the seven foods that might be ruining your diet. I've got on your list, I've got the peanuts, soy, dairy, eggs, sugar, gluten, artificial sweeteners. Now, I agree with you, but, artificial sweeteners, isn't that instead of sugar? Can you, as an expert in preventative medicine, help our listeners to understand why they've got to avoid the artificial sweeteners?
Well, and for a lot of reasons, again, food sensitivities that can cause that, and just it can cause other genetic type things in your body. Sweeteners in general that are artificial just aren't good for you. You know, there are alternatives, such as even just honey. You know, sweeten your tea with honey instead of artificial sugars, etc. So
yeah. One of the things that I've always thought is a big travesty in prevention is the word diet on diet soda, because the research shows that you actually gain weight with it.
Sure.
And boy, we have to be so careful in prevention what we say. We can't say this actually does this or whatever, but the word diet attached to those sodas just drives me up the wall. Now, how about soy products? Isn't soy, now I don't like soy products, but through your eyes, why are these patients who are trying to lose weight, why should they be avoiding soy?
Soy mimics estrogen in your body. And how hormones work is hormones basically hit receptors on your cells and then tell those cells what to do. And we have receptors for estrogens all over our body. We have receptors for estrogens in our bones, in our heart. We even have them in our eyes. So without the proper balance of estrogen, things can go awry. And soy, you know, while some of it's good for you, overdoing the soy can kind of cause estrogen, can mimic estrogen and can hit these receptors and throw your hormones out of balance, which can cause weight gain.
Yeah. Boy, we don't need more estrogen.
I mean,
it just used to be a problem in the 20s through the 40s, and now it's just the absolute opposite. How about peanuts?
Peanuts?
It was interesting that you put peanuts on the list, not a common thing on a foods to avoid to help your diet list.
Yeah, again, just lots of people statistically have allergies to peanuts. And I think that what a lot of people don't realize is when I say allergies, I'm not necessarily talking about you get welts on your skin or your eyes start to water. You can just have subclinical symptoms that you don't really even necessarily feel. But mm-hmm. if you eat things that kind of turn on your immune system, so to speak, you could just feel a general malaise and just feel like you maybe have a low-grade flu. And that could be just from what you eat. And peanuts are one of the main culprits.
Okay, let me throw something at you. Is somebody who's overweight, do you automatically consider them also to be in an inflammatory state in their body, and therefore you're pulling all these potentially inflaming foods out of their diet? Is that the link there, sir?
That's one of the links, absolutely. You know, one of the things here on this list, or one of the things that we really need to do is decrease carbs, decrease the simple carbs. Carbs are broken down, it increases your blood sugar, and it makes your cells resistant to insulin. Insulin is what brings the blood sugar into the cell for the cell to use. So if you either go on yo-yo diets or eat a lot of carbs, your blood sugar tends to increase, insulin resistance results, changes in cortisol results, and you tend to gain weight. It affects your thyroid. Your thyroid determines if when you eat something, you're going to turn it into blood sugar to use, or you're going to shunt it over and use it and store it for later as fat. And, you know, if your carbs are high and your blood sugar's high, your thyroid's going to start storing things as fat.
Right. I always say to my patients, the sicker you are, the more, I always talk about diet with rules, exceptions, rare occasions, because they always ask me about cheat days. Can I do a cheat day? And what I say, okay, this is your current medical state. And with that, I can't have you do cheat days now. If we get to this place, then I might, but you have to understand your version of cheat might be brown rice. It'll never be white rice. How about you, in about 15 seconds or less, can you give us your opinion on that?
Sure. Cheat days, I find that my patients who are living a healthy lifestyle, preventative health style, if they do have a cheat day, they don't feel so good the next day, so they tend to avoid those cheat days.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dr. Timothy Morley, he is an osteopathic doctor. He's the medical director of Women's Healthy Hormones. If you want to get an appointment at his office, his first appointment is 1 full hour, which is what you need. Body Logic MD of Manhattan. That's Body Logic MD of Manhattan.com. But if you just want to become educated on hormones, hormoneeducation.com. This is where you can see and learn about Dr. Morley and how he practices. And for those out there who are struggling with some weight loss and need answers, I suggest you go to his website. And that's how we'll keep you feeling well at Radio MD.